Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Right now, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome onto the show Ben Standy, who, when he is not trying to work out Orioles-Nats trades for Mackenzie Gore with me, he covers the Commanders as Substack Standing. Last Man Standing is his Substack, does a good job covering the team. Ben, we appreciate the time. I want to start with Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels. Have you found his last 10 or so days answering questions about Daniels, a shutdown, if he's playing or not, as convoluted as we have?
Yeah, I think that's a completely fair assessment. I think my, as I've been trying to assess everything that's gone on since the moment Jaden Daniels' elbow slammed into the ground in Minnesota, I feel like maybe their collective brains have sort of broken a little bit. Like, in that exact moment, right, it's you're down 14-0, the quarterback throws a pick, they're running up the field possibly for a touchdown, the quarterback gets knocked to the ground, and then like in that moment, like everything was just like, oh my god, this really is chaos, we cannot escape any of these problems. And it felt from that moment like it's been not making a lot of sense. From, you know, when then he says he could have gone back into play, but then he's sore, and then he's ruled out, now he's not cleared for contact. And the answers have been all over the place. I imagine they kind of just don't know what to do. I'm sure Dan Quinn, even though I asked him the other day, how much did the Seattle game, what happened there with the injury, did that factor into what occurred here? And he said it didn't. But then I was like, okay, cool, but it's 17-0 in the third quarter. If you said he could go back in, isn't that still like a spot you would use the guy? And I think we all understood, right? They were really, it didn't feel like 17-0. That's what he said, and I agree. But you don't expect the coach to say that. And I get them wanting to just protect Jaden. And I feel like that's kind of where they're at. Like, they're trying to figure out how to make it look like we need to protect him, but not act like he's hurt, if that makes sense. Like, how do you not have him play, but then you want him to play? It's all very confusing at this point.
Yeah, Ben, I took Spanish in high school. I wish there was a class in Dan Quinn. I might better be able to understand it. At this point, you said something, though, that I think is kind of a key thing that I want to double-click on. I don't think they know. And what I mean is, I don't think they know what the plan is beyond this week. I think they're kind of going, okay, yeah, we're just going to rule him out. Even though it sounds like he might have been able to recover and play this weekend. They're just sort of saying, let's just get ahead of it and shut him down. I don't think they know what the plan is at this point. Is that the sense you have?
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, I think obviously they're very – look, at the end of the day, they want to protect the player because, it's, you know, we all understand how important Jaden Daniels is. So they say, hey, look, we think he needs to play because these games are important for a young quarterback's development. I know I heard you two discuss it the other day, and you guys have different takes on it, and so be it. But, like, that's their stance. Then he gets hurt, and, again, it feels like – well, now what do? We still think he should be playing, but we're all now scared that we're going to put him back out there, and then the next time he gets hit, it's going to be worse. But then simultaneously, we can't be playing coaching scared to have this kid because he's going to get hurt at some point, whether it's now or later. So what do we do? And I do feel like they don't quite know what to make here. It would almost be easier if the doctor said, hey, he needs 3 weeks to rest, and then cool, then shut down, versus maybe he can play, maybe he can't. And it does feel like they're stuck not knowing quite what to do here.
Ben Standing covers the Commanders, Last Man Standing, joining us on Grant and Danny. Do you think he plays next week?
I don't know. I mean, I'll say yes, but I don't say it with a lot of conviction. I just say yes because...
Let me ask you this as a caveat. Does this weekend matter? Like, I would say if Terry or somebody, Debo's unavailable next week via injury or something, that would absolutely be a factor. But let's say everybody stays healthy and they just lose and don't look good. Do you think that matters?
I mean, I think it could. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the whole point of this is for him to be in a good situation. You know, you have as many pieces around you as possible, where injury aside, he can go out there and do what he does without limitations from what's around him. You know, if it's no disrespect to the Chris Moores of the world, but if that's what you're looking at receiver, or somehow the offensive line is now dealing with backups, again, hard pass, we'll see you in a few months. But if it's everybody else is out there, obviously they lose Zach Ertz. But if the rest of the group is there that we saw last week, I would think you go out and play. And even if they go out and get smoked this week against the Giants, which would be a whole other story, I don't know. I guess if you get smoked by the Giants, that would be pretty horrendous. But, yeah, I don't know that this game matters other than just the who's on the field whenever he would be able to come back.
Ben Standing with us here on GND. So the larger point, kind of referencing your column from the other day, Ben, as it sort of applies to this situation, like how alarmed should we be that they now, because again, I'm working off your previous theory from this call where you're like, I think it broke their brain when he fell down and hurt and like bumped his elbow again, right? If they're now as concerned as panicked fan Danny Ruye, how concerned should we be in kind of mirroring them?
Well, that's kind of my point. What I wrote earlier this week was kind of to say, everybody, hey, calm down a little bit. He's going to have to go back out there and get hit at some point if he is cleared to play. That's the whole premise here. Everybody's working from that same notion. He's got to be cleared to play and not playing through something. So assuming that's the case, then these games I do think matter and he needs to go out there. You know, this has not been a great year. But if they – and that's a sort of the rational thinking. I get where people are coming from emotionally. But if they are now sort of in that space of, boy, we just can't justify him going out there, yeah, I don't think that's a great – I don't think that's a great place to be operating from. Look, I would imagine at the end of the day, they, just like those of us who have to talk about this, are waiting for the next 4 weeks to fly by because this has obviously gone – as wrong as it possibly could, and we can talk all we want about it. It's cool that we get to see Benson play, or maybe Jordan McGee plays more, or whatever, and that's fine. But the bigger picture stuff can't end here soon enough. So I think they may still want to hypothetically put him out there, but it does feel like there's now more, scared. Maybe it's too harsh, but there's more apprehension now because of the injury and what that would mean. And even though they all say they don't pay attention to what I write or what you guys say and all that kind of stuff, it is a part of it is what's driving the conversation, and that can't be ignored completely. And I'm sure they're well aware of how people would freak the you-know-what out if he got hurt for real.
Ben, which side, if you had to pick one, would you be on? Dan Quinn changed the culture and got this team to the NFC title game in year one. So you can't possibly consider moving on from him after year two. Or 12 straight losses to end a season is ridiculous, and that should absolutely be a conversation, whether it happens or not. Like, it is a fair thing to say that if you lose 12 straight games by more points than anybody ever has in a 12-game losing streak, and you've been blown out as often as they have, that it's perfectly reasonable to talk about whether or not this is something they want to continue to do. Like, pick one of those two camps.
Yeah, so I did a mailbag today for my Substack, and one question that keeps coming up over and over is, hey, is anybody in trouble here? Do we think there's going to be big changes, head coach, GM, what have you? And I'm generally of the opinion, no, I don't think so. But I'm also in the opinion ending the year with 12 consecutive losses, and we know right now 5 of the 8 losses have been blowouts. That is a bad, bad look, because it's either, you know, we know about the injuries, of course, but it brings into question other things. Is this coaching staff, did they, you know, maybe lose the locker room? It sort of brings the wrong sense, but how could you be this bad? I mean, other teams, I mean, the Giants, who they're going to be playing, they've had some bad losses. They've also had a lot of games where they were winning by, you know, substantial points, only to blow it late, which is different than what these guys are doing. And so I wanted to look and see what historically does that look like. So in the history or of this century, there's been roughly 38 instances of teams having lost 10-game losing streaks or more. Of those 38, roughly 24 have been, like, bottled within one season. And of those scenarios, roughly 63% of the coaches got fired in season or at the end of the season. Now, of course, a lot of these teams did not just go from the NFC Championship game the year prior, and that's where it gets confusing. I think I would ultimately still lean towards that we saw when healthy that this group was a huge winner, and that Jaden Daniels, when healthy, might be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And this year, none of that has occurred, and so I would probably lean towards giving it a pass and therefore look more towards that what happened last year than this year. But you lose 12 in a row, and if they do have more of these blowouts, I don't know how you don't have a conversation, and whether that conversation is about Dan Quinn himself, other members of the coaching staff, flat out, you know, blowing up the roster and really rebuilding, like, whatever it is, something has to give. But I think at the moment I would say, hey, things went great last year. Can we get healthy? What does it look like? And that's why it's a bummer, I think, that Jaden may not play the rest of this year, because that's the one thing that could provide some salvation. If he goes out there and the offense looks pretty good, okay, this year was a blip, but we may not be getting that the rest of this year. That's where it hurts. But I guess I would lean towards last year as opposed to this year leading my thoughts.
Well,
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The reason I ask, and I guess to double-click on it, is yesterday in the show meeting, like, I've been kind of against the idea of us even talking about if Dan Quinn's job should be on the line at the end of the year because of the NFC title game last year. And even with callers, I've always kind of said, essentially, dude, he got him to the NFC title game in year one. He's not going anywhere. But I kind of had this epiphany yesterday when we were talking, like, you lose 12 games in a row. That's never happened in my life. That's not a thing that happens. Yeah, it's absolutely a reasonable thing to say that, like, maybe they should do something. So I guess that's my question. Like, is it fair? We've actively not done it, but my point is, if they lose to the Giants, they're probably going to lose out. They very well could lose 12 in a row. I think it's okay next week for us to say, is this something that should be a consideration? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, well, you and I must be on some sort of mind meld, because I've been of the same deal. I'm like, oh, come on, stop it. We're not going to have that conversation. But I have been in the back of my head thinking, well, wait a minute, when are they going to win again? And because it's not just, you know, it's not just that they're losing. Obviously, they have the two overtime games, but by and large, they've been getting blown out. And that's what led me to say, okay, what does it look like? What is the norm here with when teams have these terrible losing streaks? And again, you know, it seems like the Jets and the Browns and some of these other scenarios that you know, the teams that went 0-16 or just had horrendous records, and they did it for multiple years, and that led to the coaches getting dumped, or some guys go in for like 1 year and they just show that they're just overmatched. That's not the case here, but yeah, I don't know how you don't have to have conversations. I think the one thing that would tell me to lean towards they probably won't do much is, or anything, is Josh Harris, based on his other teams, seems to be a guy who's willing to be patient. This was a guy who greenlit the process till the 76ers were losing as many games as humanly possible for years in the name of getting better draft picks, et cetera. Obviously, it's not the exact same thing here, and these guys already have a quarterback, so it's not the same urgency to lose the way maybe it was in 2023. But, yeah, I think you have to have – I think it's more in play if they lose 12 in a row than I would have said, you know, even a few days ago.
Okay. I'm a chomper at the bit to ask this for a couple of days. Here it is, all right, based on what you guys are just talking about. Here's where I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. And I also want to make sure that everyone understands I am not advocating for this, okay? I don't know what I don't know. But here's my point. If they lose, or if they win this weekend and then lose out, we're like, yeah, they didn't lose 12 in a row. They still went 1-11 down the stretch, and their only win might have been against the worst team in football. You know what I mean? Like the team that's picking first in the draft, and if they eke out a W with the backup quarterback and a bunch of also-rans that are all going to be expelled from here, they win a game. It's so empty to me. That shouldn't change the conversation about the coach or anybody being eligible to be fired or not. Like, to me, the tripwire has been tripped, and we're deciding how far down the that we need to get to for the conversation. My point is we already should be there having that conversation. Whether it's the right thing to do or not, the idea that, well, if they salvage a game or two against Dallas or they beat New York, literally the team picking first, why are we acting like that's any kind of an accomplishment? 12 straight's a disaster. So is this.
I can't say that that's a wrong view. Like, look, let's put it this way. They've got three wins right now.
Yeah.
Two of the wins were against the Giants and the Raiders, who might be the two worst teams in the league. And the other one, look, obviously the Chargers looks like they're going to probably make the playoffs or at least be close. They were catching them at a point where they had just lost to the Giants the week before. They were clearly going through something. So they don't have a win this year where you're like, wow, that was a team that's like legitimate. If they'd beaten Denver, right, that would have been, okay, well, that was a pretty good win. I think my only caveat to what you're saying would be if you look at it from the Miami game on, again, Miami, not necessarily very good, though. They've been playing better, but okay, that game went to overtime. Denver, the one seed, that game went to overtime. If you beat the Giants, right, so in a 3 out of 4 game stretch, they will have had 2 overtimes and a win. Don't get me wrong. I'm not remotely saying that they look like they're a team on the rise, but it does show some sign of growth. And, you know, from there, look, I don't know what happens with Philly and Dallas. On paper, Philly and Dallas could probably win. I wouldn't disagree with you. But if they were to lose, but it's, you know, more in the vein of the Dolphins-Broncos game, I think that's why last week was so disheartening. It's like, okay, I think we're accepting the fact that the season's over, obviously, but, okay, maybe they're showing some growth. And then to just get absolutely, you know, steamrolled like that, well, you know, and the quarterback gets hurt, it's like, oh, man, this really is happening. I think, at least for me, maybe that's why. I've been thinking about the 12 losses in a row for a bit, but I still would, in my head, think, well, they'll win something here. Like, this is not going to really continue. They're not going to keep getting blown out. Oh, wait, really? They might? Oh, no. Well, I think that's for me why maybe it's where I've come to this point. When, again, I don't disagree with what you're saying. You lose 4 in a row like they did by 20-something points. What the heck is happening?
Ben Standing on G&D. Yeah, and like I would point to the Falcons game last night. I personally think Raheem Morris has had a rough go of it and could get fired in Atlanta. But the chances of him getting fired went down, even if only a little bit, last night because they showed – coming back from down 14 in the fourth quarter, the week they're eliminated from the playoffs, they're still buying in. They're still invested. Like, they could have rolled over and lost, and I get that that's something fans sometimes roll their eyes about, but I watched that game, and I'm like, okay, he hasn't completely lost that team if they're playing their butts off and coming back to win in the second half, whereas to me there's a big difference between if Washington is still competing and winning football games and if they were to go to the Meadowlands and lose by 11 and then they were to get blown out a couple more times. If they win once, if they're in 3 more games, that tells me that they still have control of this thing from the top down, that the players actually do care to salvage this for these people that are their bosses.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like, look, if we could be realistic, here's the ideal scenario. they lose the next four games by 3 points each, right? Because then they were competitive, they did a better job, but they're maintaining as high a draft pick as possible because, as we know, they only have a first and a third next year, no second and fourth. They're going to need as many picks as they can to help rebuild this thing, trading down in the first round. I'm sure we're all going to advocate for that to some degree. But the higher the pick, the better haul you can, in theory, get. But if you win one game, based on how the standings are, that might bump you up all the way up to, you might may drop several spots, right? So it's a weird balance. They don't need to lose, quote-unquote, tank because the way they maybe did a couple years ago because they have the quarterback. But that's what's weird. So, like, beating the Giants and then getting smoked by 30 points in the other games probably is not really helping anybody. But if they're able to be, if they look professional, functional, the way they did against Denver, essentially, and to some degree against Miami, and they still lose, I think that's okay. So, yeah, I really, Danny, like, it's not like the one win changes everything. It's more like, how do they look? But again, if you beat the Giants, you're probably actually hurting your bigger picture cause. But this is where they are right now.
Yeah, this is where they are. Give me your prediction.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, both of these teams are obviously, I thought the same thing last week. Both teams are probably looking at the other one thinking, hey, this is our get-right game. Obviously, for Minnesota, it worked out perfectly. The Giants, like Washington, have had a bunch of injuries. We know they have a really good defensive front. Jackson Dart's an interesting young quarterback, but I don't know. Are they going to do too much? I'll say this. I think if they can get the lead in the second half, Washington, that is, then maybe this is the game where Chris Rodriguez gets the ball more in the second half. The Giants are basically the worst run defense in the league. And I think part of the reason why he's not been getting the ball is in the second half that people want because they keep losing. And he has one catch on two targets this year. He's not a factor in the passing game, so they take him out. If they can get the lead, you can lean on him. That's going to help Mariota. So I'll go Washington 27-24 with absolutely no conviction behind anything I just said.
Ben, thank you, buddy. We'll send people to Substack Standing, Last Man Standing, for more Commanders content. We appreciate you.
You guys rock. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you, brother.
All right, be good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.